So now let's have a look at IAM policies in depth. So first of all, let's go into users. And as you can see, the user Stefan is part of the admin group and therefore has administrator access permissions to AWS. That means that if I use my user Stefan to go into the IAM console, so now I'm using my user, and then I go to the left-hand side and click on users, as you can see, I can see my user Stefan, which is right here. So my user Stefan is permissioned to do anything because right now it's an administrator. But what I'm going to do is that I'm going to the groups of admins, and then I'm going to remove my user Stefan from that group. So by removing the user, which I've done right now, then Stefan loses its permissions on the right hand side. How do we make sure of this? Well, let's refresh this page. And as you can see, now I see zero users and I get an access denied, and it said that I don't have the permission to do IAM list users. And so therefore, because I removed my Stefan user from the admin group, then I've lost permissions to look at users on the right-hand side. So let's try to fix this. So let's go into IAM and we're gonna go under users, find Stefan in here. And right now, as you can see, Stefan has zero permission policies, but let's add permissions. So we can add permissions directly or create an inline policy. So let's add permissions, and this is going to be easier. And so again, we could add the user back to a group, but that's not what we want, or we could attach policies directly to my user. And so the policy I'm going to attach is going to be IAM read-only access. So this will allow my user Stefan to read anything on IAM, which is what we want. So let's add this permission. And now this policy has been added. So back in here, let's refresh this page. And as you can see now, I can finally do my API call again and look at the Stefan user in my users category. So I can view users, I can view user groups such as admin, but can I create a group? Let's try to create the developer group and then create this group. And as you can see, I cannot create it because I'm not allowed to actually create a group. I'm only given the read-only access on IAM. And so therefore, because I have read-only access, I cannot create groups. So this shows you that you can only permission users for what they're supposed to do. And of course, if I wanted to give access to create groups on the right-hand side, I would need to attach a bigger permission set, such as the IAM full access. So next, let's do something. So next, I'm going to go into the left-hand side under user groups, and I'm going to create a group. So this group is going to be called developers. And then I'm going to add the user Stefan in this group, and I'm going to attach whatever policy I can find, for example, Alexa for business, but it doesn't really matter, just attach the first policy you can. And let's create this group. Okay, so this has been added. And finally, let's go into the admin group. And again, we're going to add users and re-add Stefan into this group. So now if we go back to the Stefan user, so let's go into IAM and look at the users and look at Stefan. I'm going to shut down this mission on the right-hand side. So if we look at Stefan as a user, as we can see, we have three permission policies attached to my user. We have the administrator access that has been inherited from the group admin. We have this Alexa for business managed policy that has been attached via the group developers. And finally, IAM read-only access that has been attached directly. And so as you can see, I inherited different permissions based on how it's been attached. So now let's look at policies in detail. So on the left-hand side, let's look at policies. And first, let's have a look at this administrator access policy. So if we look at it, it's the permission that gave us administrator access to everything. And if you look at the permissions defined in this policy, as a summary, as you can see, this allows all the services in AWS. And this number can change over time. It doesn't matter. The course will be up to date. So all these services, for example, AppMesh or Alexa for Business or Amplify, they all have full access. So how is this permission defined? Well, if you click on JSON, this is the JSON form of this policy. And we can see that here we have allow, action star, and resource star. So star in AWS means anything. So that means we allow any action on any resource. And of course, allowing any action on any resource is exactly the same thing as giving administrator access to someone. So this is how it's been defined. If we have a look at another policy, for example, the IAM read-only access that we saw from before, So if we look at it, we see that IAM is authorized with full list and limited read. And if I click on it, you can actually have a look at all the API calls that has been allowed as part of this policy, which is very handy. But if we look at how this has been actually defined, let's click on JSON. And here we have the JSON document that shows how this has been defined. So the effect is allow. And then we list out the API calls that are being allowed. So we have this one, and then we have get star. So when you have get star, it says that anything that starts with get and then has something after is authorized. For example, get users or get groups. Same for list. So we have a list star, so list users or list groups. So by using a star, we encompass and group many API calls together. So all this is allowed on resource star. And so therefore, that summarizes what the read-only IAM access policy is made of. So this is very handy. You can also create your own policy. So let's create a policy. And we have a visual editor or a JSON editor. So if you have JSON, you can just very simply edit this and create your JSON document with this builder, which is very handy. Or you can use the visual editor. And for example, let's say IAM. We want to create stuff for IAM. And what action do we want to authorize? Well, we want to authorize list users. So we're going to take this and get user. So just two API calls. And as we can see, we have selected 1 out of 38 in list and 1 out of 32 in read. And then what do we want to authorize this on? So on all resources or only specific resources. So this is a very simple one, but as you can see, this builder is very handy. And when you click on next, you can have a look and say my IAM permissions. And then we create this policy. And if we have a look at the policy we created, we can have a look at the corresponding JSON and see that indeed through the visual editor, we allowed IAM list users and IAM get user on resource star. And then this policy we can attach to groups or to users and so on. So this is how you manage permissions in AWS. So now to just wrap up this hands-on, let's go to user groups and we're going to delete the developers group because we don't need it. And then I'm going to go into my Stefan user and I'm going to just remove this IAM read-only access that I had attached directly. So now Stefan only belongs to the group admin and it has administrator access. So of course, if I go back to my IAM console in here and I just look at users, as you can see, yes, everything is showing fine. So it is working correctly. Okay, so that's it for this lecture. I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next lecture.